Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 2 Chronicles 9, we read about this last week. When it said to Queen of Sheba, that's not just a phrase, there actually was a Queen of Sheba, came, and you know, people cast that phrase around, but the Queen of Sheba was a very wise woman. She made the long trek to hear the wisdom of God, and she brought huge amounts of money with her, and she did get an audience with Solomon. And the Bible said that when she saw, skip down to verse 3, when she saw the wisdom of Solomon, when she saw the house he had built, she saw the food on his table, she saw how his servants and his ministers attended, and she saw the clothes of his cupbearers, their apparel, how he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. One translation said she was breathless. Why? Because it was so majestic. It was so glorious. How many believe this is typical of how things in the kingdom of the Lord should be? Yes. Only the best of the best is good enough for the King of Kings. Amen. And all of his things. And so it goes on to tell about how much gold came in to Solomon's kingdom. I mean, all the things that were happening to him. Verse 13. The weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603.6 talents at the 100-pound chunks of gold. The chunks were coming in. Right? Hundreds of huge chunks every year. How many know a big chunk can make an adequate month into an amazing month? Just one chunk. Somebody said, well, we're having a bad year. The year's not over. Amen. Right? Amen. No, how many know one supernatural month can make a super year? Yes. Right? Amen. Said out loud, the chunks are coming. The chunks are coming. They just came in. How many understand that it didn't say that all these huge chunks of money, and you go on and it says in verse 22, King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Verse 27, the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones and cedar trees as sycamore trees in the low plains in abundance. He had so much of it. Now there is nothing in here that says a prophet came to Solomon and say, yea, thus saith the Lord, you greedy rascal, you better quit it. It's just too much. No. Why did the Lord record this? Was this his will? Yes. Is this his blessing? Yes, on his people and on his man and on his nation? Has he changed? No. Does it sometimes please him for people to be broke? No. Be in poverty, can't pay their bills? No. Is that sometimes the perfect will of God to teach us lessons? Millions of Christians believe otherwise. Of course, they have no scripture for it. Amen. Did you hear me? But people try to explain their experience or their lack of experience. And I'll be honest with you, I get a little irritated sometimes hearing folks blame everything on the will of God. Their lack, their problems, their defeats, their failures, well, it just must have been the will of God, and, you know, his ways are mysterious, and you just never know. Why does it ever occur to people that could it be possible that I did something wrong? Could it be possible that I didn't receive? Could it be possible that I see? People blame their failure to receive on the supposed will of God. Huge mistake. I said huge mistake. God's not the author of lack. God's not the author of disease. God's not the author of failure. He's the good God. It's the thief that comes not except for to steal and kill and destroy. Is God the thief?
No.
Certainly not. Jesus a thief?
No.
Who's that talking about? See, people act like there is no devil. They don't even want you to talk about it. Well, there is a devil, and he's a thief.
Yes.
He's a killer.
Yes.
He's a liar.
Yes.
He's a destroyer. So if it stole from you, who did it?
The
thief, not God, the devil. If it robbed you, if it hurt you, if it killed something in your life, why you want to blame it on God? Why you want to try to act mystical and say it was the will of God? No, if it stole, if it killed, if it destroyed, accept Jesus' words for it. It was the work of the thief. I said it was the work of the thief, the work of the devil. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That literally means super abundantly. You know what super abundance is? Too much. That's right. Too much. Too much. Abundance is more than enough. Super abundance is more than enough. That's too much. Isn't it written? You know, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And among other things, what else happens? My cup's about half full. What? My cup's right up to the brim. He tops it off. I mean, you couldn't put enough. You know, I asked myself this question one time. Doesn't God know when the cup is full? Wouldn't he know? I mean, to the atom, how much you could put in there without running it over? Then why does he keep pouring it in and run it off the side? Why? Why does God run it over? Because it's going to make a mess, you know. It's going to spill on the table. Runs over enough, it's going to spill off in the floor. Why does God run it over? Are you ready for the big answer? Because he wants to. That's his nature. That's his nature. That's his character. That's who he is. He's the God who's more than enough. He's El Shaddai. Oh, hallelujah. And his perfect will in your and my life is more than enough. Every day, if we're experiencing the perfect and full will of God, every day we'll have more than enough to pay our bills. More than enough to take care of our kids. More than enough to run the church. More than enough to supply and furnish missionary outreaches. More than enough. More than enough. Let me tell you now to make an adjustment in your confession. When people begin to talk about things, you look at your bills. You look at your stuff month to month or throughout the year. Never look at it and say, boy, I hope we have enough. You think we'll have enough? You're talking to your spouse or whoever. You think we'll have enough this week? Well, I hope it's enough. Hope we have enough. Don't say that anymore. Amen. Do you know what you say? Somebody said, well, you think we'll have enough? No. Mm-mm. We'll have too much. We'll have, what does that mean? We'll have enough to do it and then extra. It'll be too much just for that. It'll be something extra for something else. Say it out loud. We will have too much. Too much to pay the bills. Too much to take care of the children. Too much for the church. Too much. Keep those words in your mouth. So with that question, the Bible says, and the Bible is right, Solomon passed all the kings of the earth, not only for wisdom, but for riches. He was so rich, they didn't, to them, the Bible said, silver was accounted as nothing. They had so much gold until they weren't even ministered in silver. Now that's rich. I said, that's rich. That'd be like somebody say, you know, somebody's going to give them some money and they go, well, what is that? Hundreds? Oh, no, I don't need any hundreds. I got so many of them.
I just. Hallelujah.
Huh? That's where they were at. So blessed. Was that the will of God? Who did that for them? God. We're talking about prosperity proven. This is the Bible. People have their theories and ideas, and they sit around in seminaries and think up stuff and try to explain their lack of experience and lack of victory. But the Bible is still the Bible. It will always read the same way. And I've refused to water down the Word to match my lack of experience. I'm saying, Lord, bring me up to match this. Right? Just because you don't see it or you're not experiencing right now, don't give up. Believe God to bring you up. Bring you up. So I'm telling you, very few people have ever seen the level of prosperity that Solomon and his family and his staff saw. But now everything was going so wonderful. And then you get to go back to 1 Kings. 1 Kings records the same thing that you see here. But let's read this out of Kings. 1 Kings 10. I should have told you to hold your place there in 2 Chronicles, but you can find it again. You're so quick and sharp. Good looking. Very rich. And a major blessing. That's you. That's you. That's me. 1 Kings 4 talks about how rich Solomon was. And so does 5 and 6 and 7. Took him 13 years to build his house. How many think that was been really nice? Really? I mean, how many stand the Queen of Sheba? It didn't say that she was a gypsy. She was what? Didn't say she lived on the road or that she was a Bedouin. She was the what?
Queen.
Queen. And the queen saw Solomon stuff and went, there's no more breath in her. Now, she's used to seeing fancy stuff, right? Now, how many understand this is not just in the Bible for us to ooh and ah about. This has to be typical. The Bible said everything's written in the Old Testament is written for our admonition and our instruction. What is this a type of? How many believe the kingdom of God ought to display the riches of God? The kingdom of God ought to show forth the glory of God in the natural as well as the spiritual. Amen. Folk ought not be fussing about spending a few extra dollars on the best carpet.
Amen.
Huh? We talked about, we spent a lot of time, you know, previously talking about saving the Lord money. Saving God money. And we said, He never sees that money. Where's all that money people save for Him? They pocket that. Now, let's go on and get the best. Right? Let's believe for the best. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.